Chara and Rashi, the way to read Rashi is we're doing Chatzin Ezek Tzoros. Rashi did a Maschel b'Chatzin Ezek Tzoros. So the Gemara, so Rashi says Hilchus Gemir Lo Moshe Sinai, the Mama Nahu V'Lo Knas. Not the Hilchus Gemir that it's Mama. Hilchus Gemir Lo Nisinai that it's Chatzin Ezek. Why the Mama Nahu? So it should be Nezek Shalom because that's what the Gemara says. That's in conformity to the Gemara and Daf Yudzayin Mabez. Where the Gemara says that Kosumchus holds it's Nezek Shalom. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Avishlam, Kosumchus Ksava Kochu Kegufa Dami." So he's Nezek Shalom. El Rabban Ni Kegufa Dami Kulu Nezek Bayil Shalom Vilaf Kegufa Dami Chasen Nezek Namal Shah. Hadam Amar Rav Alam Kegufa Dami. The Chasen Nezek Sora Sochus Gemir Allah. That's Chasen Nezek. Okay, but so that's the way after Man Rashi. All right. So let's see. So where does it go from there? Now he's going to develop it. So now we know it's Mammon, because we know that it really is the Chatzin Ezek is Hilchus Gemir Allah. That it's Chatzin Ezek. Why? Because it's Mammon Ahu. That's why you need Lachlan Mash Mishin, I tell you.
It's Mammon, so you think,
it's Nezek Shalom. Right, comes Lachlan Mash Mishin, and tells you it's Chatzin Ezek. Because really, it's mine. So it should be Nezek Shalom. So the Hilchus of Lomash Mishinei comes to tell you that's Chatzin Ezek. Okay? All right. Now, where does it go from here? No, Kamin Lachaman.
Right.
High Palgan Nezekam Amono. Right. V'Hilkach.
V'Hilkach. Lav told of the Keren Hu. Ella the Regel.
Okay, so now we're saying it's a total regal. Why? Because it's mikoach regal. So that's really a characteristic. So what do I care if palganiska of Karen is mammon? It still should be regal because it's mikoach regal also. Right? I mean. What is this choice here? What kind of a choice is that? And the Gemara all along goes by the characteristics, right? Maishna, what is Gemara? Well, whenever the Gemara comes to a conclusion, the Gemara says that this one's it's Kavanas Lahazik and like told us to Karen. Nagifun, Ashicha, Ravitza, Beita, Maishna, Nagifun, okay. At any rate, finally the Gemara says that. Maishna, Karen, the Kavanas Lazgum, Manchashmar Salecha, and Namakavas Lazgum, Manchashmar Salecha. Allah told the Karen to Rego. Rikamar of Papa told it to Shane. Told it to Shane, what is it? It's Nishaka, told Shane, Mahi. Nishaka, because La Nasa, the Tinfa Persla Nasa, Maishna, Shane, the Yeshan Allah Zico, Mamonchash Marasan Alecha, Haninam Yeshan Allah Zico, and Mamonchash Marasan Alecha. Ella told the Shane Kishane. So you go with the characteristics, right? And Regal also. Ella, that what? Same thing. That, for Aish. So why? Because it's where's the one that told the regal? It's there.
Eight lines.
Yeah, right. Maishna regal da zeka motzi mamon chashmarasan lecha haninam ezeka motzi mamon chashmarasan lecha. Told the regal. So you always go by the characteristics. So when once Rashi says mikoch regal kosu, that should solve it. That it's told the regal. What is he going? Why is he bothering with it? Can't be told of the Karen because the chatzin ezek of Karen is knas and the chatzin ezek of Sroros is mamon. I mean, it's a strain that itself is difficult. But more difficult is the Gemara further. So the Gemara says that. So that's one difficulty. Why doesn't Rashi just say mikoch regal dasu? So it's told to the regal like all the other ones, like told like the previous ones told the regal told the eish ke eish, because it's kol chachamurba, mon chashmaras and lecha, all these things. The characteristics determine what the av and what the tolada is. Okay? Yeah. That's one question. Okay. Now let's go further in the Gemara, it becomes more difficult. The Gemara says, "Va my kol told the rego." So Rashi just explained who we call it. It goes to Mikoch Rego Kosso. So Rashi says, Hol Veinu Meshalem Es Kamoso. So therefore what? But it's Mikoch Rego Kosso. Veinu Meshalem Es Kamoso is because Halacha L'Mash Mishinai. Well, why shouldn't it be told to the Rego? Really, it should have been Nezek Shalem, as Halacha L'Mash Mishinai reduced it. So why should that take away from it being a told of Rego? And what's the Gemara's answer? So it sounds like he's going back to the possibility of Karen. But he says you can't go there because it's Mishalem and Aliyah.
That's only a time of Karen, right?
That what?
That's Yudhisa.
Right. Mood is Min Aliyah. Right. And so why is Mishalem and Aliyah take care of the problem? But you still have a problem. I mean, his question was, it's not Mishalem is Kamosa.
Right.
So is Mishalem and Aliyah is not going to help you? Still Chatzin Ezek. I mean, the whole Gemara is very difficult. Then the Gemara says, but that answer won't hold for Rava, because the Rava Meboyle, because Rava Boy Rava Chatzin Ezek Shas Megufim Shalman Aliyah Meshalim Aliyah Meshalim. So according to Rava, it'll be Min HaAliyah. It could be Megufo, and it could be Chatzin Ezek Mamana, but Megufo, which is a strange combination, but. That's Rava's Abaya, for some reason, which we don't understand. And finally, the Gemara says, why is it called Tel Rego? The Pocher B'Shasarabim. What does it mean? You call it Tel Rego in order to Pater B'Shasarabim? Because since it's Pater B'Shasarabim. Ki Rego, the Rego in a Chesel, the Kenech Nesel Shasanezek, Vizigo, the Chesel B'Vishil Rasbir, or B'Vish Te'echa, Vahina B'Shasanezek. I mean, this whole Gemara requires some explanation. And why didn't the Gemara say right away? Because Lepocha Rishas Rabba. Why does Gemara have to have that Min Aliyah and then bring in Rava? Rava doesn't know when it's Min Aliyah. Maybe it's Megufo.
Sounds like your father maybe wouldn't say it.
What?
Sounds like your father might not say that Lepocha Rishas
Right.
Primary answer.
Right.
Right, but it seems like
Rosh Hashanah
is a more primary.
Sounds like I probably wouldn't have said Lepach Rosh
Hashanah. I mean, because it seems like Rosh Hashanah is a more primary.
More primary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he should say it. So he should say it. Should have said Lepach Rosh Hashanah, and that's it.
That's unique to Regal.
That's unique to Regal.
Does he necessarily agree with him on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Pup agrees with Rosh
Hashanah. Absolutely. And what does Tysus mean? Am I Carl told the Regal? I've got the dummy Le Regal. He means Rashi, because Mikoch Rego Kasu, Kivon Shedina Chola, Kayala Lukras Lashem B'fnei Asma. But the reason why it's Dina Chola is Lachol Mosh M'Sinai. It's not really different than Din. It's just Lachol Mosh M'Sinai came in and was, what do you call it? And was Megareya to Chatzin Ezek. Yeah, well, according to that, what's the Gemara's answer? What, Mishamon, they won't help you. Still Cholok. Tais was trying to explain why Rav has a suffix about whether it's Min Aliyah or whether maybe it's only Megufo. So he says the reason why he has a suffix maybe it's Megufo because Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai can't say Megal. Right? But Lepocha Rishas Rav, he doesn't have any suffix. Because then the Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai is in line with the. But what is it, like a Talmud Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai? I mean, it's like a funny kind of a thing. Well, we see the Torah is interested in making it easy for the guy. So therefore, the Pocher Rishas Rabim. But the point is that that doesn't show any bearing on whether it's regular Karen. I mean, if it's Karen, it wouldn't be Pocher Rishas Rabim.
So
So you're going to say because the lachol mashu sinai you knocked it down to half. So that's why. That's what. No, it's mama. The Gemara says. The Gemara says it. The Gemara says no. The Gemara doesn't say that because then it'll be knas. You can't be halfway chayev. It's either you're all chayev or you're all pater. Okay. So the mandam at all is paganiska knas. So holds that you really pater. But why did the Torah make a knas? Because he should watch his shore. Okay. He should watch his shore. That itself is a bit of a problem. What does it mean to watch a show with you slap guy with a fine? But I was thinking to answer that kasha, just a side point, to answer that kasha, because the Gemara has two ways. The Gemara says the other way is if you're chayv and ezek showing, because Sam Shvarim and not Peches Kashima. But Rahmana, the Torah, Rahmana, chayas away. Why? Because it's the first time. So he gave him. Oh, so that you can understand, whatever. All right, but the first way, the knas. What's the pshat the knas? So you must say that really, not that there was, even though, in the strict terms of halacha, he's pater, because it's a becheska shimur, but it doesn't mean that he didn't have any responsibility at all. I mean, lefnim mishur, so then he should have watched it. So the knas is, so what the Gemara means is that even though halachically it's not, you can't exact mammon, it doesn't mean he did the right thing. So the Torah gave him a knas because he didn't do the right thing. Do you know what I mean? That's what the Gemara means. Because otherwise, what is the knas for? The knas has to be for something. Okay? Also strange is that the Gemara says, Yesh men ki yotzben, Yesh men shen ki yotzben. And the ones that are kiosk men are all of them. And the ones that are not kiosk men is just one. I mean, it's a funny kind of a thing. I mean, like one exception. All right, right? Yeah, why is the category? Why is there a category there? The Rambam in Perek Alf Meiniske Momen, Halacha Yud. So he says like this. Shlosh avos nezikim b'shor, hakeren v'ashen v'areo. Told us Hakeren, Negifa Neshicha Ravitza Beita. Told us Hashain, and Neschakka Bakosla Nasa, Vezika Bechichucha, because it enjoys it. Vachainim Tinfa Peres La Nasa. So it has the characteristic of La Nasa, so it's a tolda. Told us Haregel, Hezika Begufa Derechilucha, Oshizika Besaira Derechilucha, Oshakiskisa Beznova, Obaukav Shealeha, Befrumbia Shevapia, Bezuksha Betzavara. V'chein chamar shehizik v'masal v'shas ilucho v'agola moshechas pekaran shehizigo v'shas meshichasa, because it's all the same derech of Hezek. Okay, same characteristics. Kol elu told us a regalein u'brishus harabim peturim u'brishus hanizik meshalmen nezik sholim. Okay, that's the Rambam's, that's where the Rambam lays down the avos and the tolados. Okay. But then in Perek Beis, he starts off with the comparison between the Avos and Tashlumen. And in Halacha Beis, he says like this, Kol tolda ka'av shalah, chutz mitzroros ha-mintzin mitachas raglei ha-behema b'shas hilucha, she'af ha-pisha told us a-regel heim, u-potar aleim b'shus ha-rabim, he rightfully places that first, Karegel, he switched the order of the Gemara. Shehu Av, Afal Pikein, Eina Mashalim Alachatzi Nezik. Okay? So what's unusual about the Rambam?
Did he say it's Halachal Moshe Sinai, by the way?
That's it. All right. Gimel? Yavidavazel Halachal Mipia Kabbalah. Okay.
It doesn't say the.
It doesn't say in base. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
In base, it doesn't say the idea of regal. He just gave me the dimin.
He asked the question better. Better. There's a question that you have to ask me on this round. Exactly. Why doesn't he list Sroros when he lists all the Talados? And Sroros is Derech Hiluchah. So it should be listed over there. And then later it should come back and say they're all the same except for this one. But why does he omit it? There's no reason to omit it. And the list should be complete. Just because he has it later with regard to Tashlumin doesn't mean it should be omitted when he lists the Avos and the Talados, right? It's not proper categorization. Interesting, huh? Right, he says, Mishalmi, right, he says, Nandavalach Yud, Vishus Rabban Paturim, Vishus Anizg Mishalm Nazg Shalem. But he still should have said, Chutzmi, Vishus Anizg Mishalm Nazg Shalem, Chutz Mitzvaros. That's it. Yeah. Chutz Mitzvaros. No reason not to list it. Thing is like this, you're right, there's two types of Talmud. But what are the two types? The thing is like this, that there's two things here. There's the qualities of the of, and the Tolda has the same quality, same nature. Yeah, same characteristics. It's Hanoah, it's just the form is different. Okay? Like Be'ita and Ashikho, it's a different form, but it's the same thing. It's Kavanas Lahazak, and it's like Karen. So if it's a different form, but the exact same nature, so then it's characterized under the of. Karen, Shane, Anoa, Regel, okay, Derech Hilucha. But, you see, there's also another thing. There's also four categories of Tashlumin. All right? In the Avos. Well, more than four categories. But there are categories of Tashlumin. Over here, we're dealing with two categories of Tashlumin. You're dealing with the category of Tashlumin of Karen and category of Tashlumin of Regel, Shein V'Regel. Now, the thing is like this, that the Torah, over here, you see, the Torah has to put it under one of those categories. So, it must put it under one of those categories. So, it's a Tolda in terms of the category of Tashlumin. Not a Tolda in terms of the nature of the Mazik. But it's a Tolda in the sense that the Torah placed it under, subsumed it under this category of Tashlumin. Okay? Because there are only a certain amount of categories of Tashlumin. And the Torah, what the Torah did was, it subsumed it under this category. Okay, why? Well, I don't know why. Okay? We'll leave that question open. But that's what the Rambam's saying. You see? Sha'afa pitolos de regalim upotalem b'shusarabim k'regel v'mizika b'shusanezik m'shalmanei afashebenachasov. So even though it's a toldo lie insofar as where the Torah subsumed it, the Torah definitely subsumed it under regal. For some reason. We don't know why. We can't know why. But the Torah subsumed it under there. Okay? So it's a tolda in that sense, in a completely different sense. It's not a tolda because it's noveya from the Av. It is a separate thing. In other words, kocho kagufo. But kocho gufo means the ichayef tashlumin kocho, just like gufo. But kocho is a different phenomenon than gufo. It's a different phenomenon than gufo. And the Torah is machayev in kocho, just like gufo. But it's a different phenomenon than regel. But the Torah took kocho and placed it under one of the categories. And the category that it placed it under makes it a toldo in a different sense, because the Torah subsumed it under that category. Okay? Why is a different question. But it's a different kind of toldo. Different kind of toldo. Okay? It's like an anomaly, because it doesn't really have the characteristics of regel. Because it's kocho. Kocho is a different thing. But the Torah had to subsume it under some category, so it subsumed it under the category of regel. So it's a tolda in that sense, that it comes under the category. What?
It's not a natural
tolda. It's not a natural tolda. Right. That's correct. Artificial. Okay? Yeah. In other words, yeah, that's correct. So that's why the Rambam mentions the Tashlumin. Because that, in that sense, it's a toldo. Because in Tashlumin, it comes under regel. Because it's Potter B'Shus HaRabim. So it has the Pturim, Lokosan Akosvel Lelchasayan, that Shem Vergel Apovla Bashus Rabbin. So it has the Ptur and the shame of Regel. The Torah gave it the shame of Regel because it's Pater Bashus Rabbin. So therefore it's subsumed under Regel. Okay? Because of the nature of the Tashlumin. All right, why let's just look at it temporarily this way. The Torah had an extra case of Kochel, and the Torah didn't know where to subsume it. So we have to figure out where the Torah subsumed it. So we say the Torah subsumed it under Regel, and the proof that it's subsumed under Regel is very simple, because it has Tashlum in Regel. Okay? All right. So now let's see if with that approach we could work out the whole Gemara over here. All right, with a Rashi. How does it mean the Gemara is Kocha Kegufa? The question is it Chayef Kegufa or not? But it's a different phenomenon. It's Kocha. So it's not like Nishakka because of Lanasa, that it's the same exact thing but a different form. It's a different thing. Kocha is a different thing. Okay? Yes. That is a good question. Moshe's question is why doesn't Gemara assume Shane? Why only Rego? We'll see. We'll see. We have to answer that too. Right. In other words, since this is a tolda with regard to tashlumin, so if it had the same tashlumin as Karen, so I'd have to say for some reason the Torah categorized it under Karen or same tashlumin, right? But you can't say that. Why? Because that's a different tashlumin. That's knas, and if you're in business, then you're pater. And this is mamana. Okay? So that's out. So now let's see. So now Rashi says, so where do we put it? Now, Rashi really is anticipating Moshe's question. What about Shane? So Rashi's saying, Nistavar is that it's under regel. Not that mikoach regel means that it has the nature of regel. But since it's mikoach regel, so it makes sense, there is some sense to putting it under regel. What? So mikoach regel kasi means that since the shmira would be a type of shmira's regel, so the Torah classified it under regel. Because Mikoch Regel Kasa, so it's the same kind of Shmira. As a matter of fact, you could even go further in Rashi, that if Karen was really Mamon, so it would mean that the Torah was Chasolei. Because the first time Torah was Chasolei, and that's why it reduced it. So it's a different kind of Shmira. So then I would say that it really comes under Karen. Okay, then I'd say it comes under the Karen, because the nature of the Shmira. But here, so Rashi really had the same idea in both cases. That in other words, it has to be that the nature of the Shmira has to be, you can't just put it, Torah couldn't just arbitrarily put it somewhere. It has to be some kind of a reason for it. So either because the nature of the Shmira is the same, because a person is not wary of Tzoraros, and he's not wary of Tom. So that's why if Tom was Mamon, so it would go under there. Or because the nature of the Shmira is a Shmira that involves the Derech Hilucha. Okay? That's why Shane is out. That's what Rashi's saying. But it's not that still does not make it a Tolda in the sense of the other Toldas. It's not the same thing in a different form. It's a different kind of a concept. That the Torah had to put it under something. So it put it under Tashlume Rego. Why? Because the Shmira is associated with Shmira's Rego. Okay? That's what Rashi means. Okay? Right. So now the Gemara is asking a question. Gemara is saying, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is very good. But Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai can't do the impossible. So therefore, if you're saying it's a Tolda L'Tashlumin, how could it be a Tolda L'Tashlumin if it's not the same Tashlumin? Right? Lach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, fine. But then that's what they say. It should be a shame if it's not. It shouldn't be under any category. So the Torah would have to create a whole new of. Right? The Torah didn't do that. So what does the Gemara answer? L'shalim min aliyah. So what does it mean, l'shalim min aliyah? How does l'shalim min aliyah help you? Okay. In other words, like this. Let's really expand a little bit. You see, the thing is like this. With Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, I came and reduced it from Nezek Sholem to Chatzi Nezek. Okay? There's another way to reduce the Tashlum. Another method. And that is from the Aliyah to Migufo, where you limit the liability to the Mazik. Liability can't exceed the value of the mazik. Okay, so there's two ways to reduce the tashlumin. One way is quantitatively, and the other way is in terms of liability. So the Gemara says like this, you would be right if it were both. If it were migufo, then you can't say that it's a told of the regal, because the tashlumin have nothing to do with it. Because this one has a reduced liability in two ways, and the other one doesn't, has full liability. Now, the Gemara says, no. But since the Torah was Machayev L'Shalim in Aliyah, which means that the liability falls on him, not limited to the, it falls on the Gavra, on his bias, what he owns, it's not a liability that's limited to the Mazik, that's a more crucial difference. That's a qualitative difference. Where is the liability chal? So since the liability is chal on the gavra completely, so now I can view the limitation in quantity as an exceptional case. It's an exception. It really is tashlum erego. The only thing is that in one detail is deviant. That's chatzi. It's limited in quantity. Quantitatively, it's limited. You see? But if it were limited qualitatively and quantitatively, then you can't say it's tashlume regular. What does that have in common with tashlume regular? You can't do the impossible. Right? So the Gemara asks.
It would have been camel?
What?
It would have been.
Apparently, Rashi held that if it were migufo and had a limited liability and limited quantitatively, that and Karen has that same combination, except it's knas, but then it would more belong under Karen than it does under Rego, because the essential chalos of responsibility is different, the qualitative aspect, which is min aliyah. So if it's limited migufo, if the halacha l'moshe mesinai limited and also migufo, complete limitation, so then it should go under rego. Even though in the quantitative aspect it's different, because one is knas and one is mammon, but in the it has one thing in common: it's not the full price, and also the chalos chiyuv is not chal on the gavra, but it's chal on the mazik. Liability is limited to the mazik. So then it should be Karen. That's what Rashi seems to learn. It makes sense, because the Aliyah is more of a qualitative phenomenon, more essential. Okay?
What does he mean when he says side project?
The question is, where's the subsumed? So first Rashi starts off, and he tells you that if you're just dealing with the Chatzi Nezek part, so if the Karen is Knas, and this Chatzin Ezek is Mamon, it can't be subsumed under Karen, right? But then the Gemara asks that we should subsume it under Regal, because the nature of Shmir is tied to Regal. So the Gemara asks, yeah, but if it's subsumed for Tashlumin's purposes under Regal, how could it be if it's not the same, it's not identical to Tashlumin? So the Gemara says it's identical qualitatively. And that's why Rashi forewarns again the Karen. because then if it was limited qualitatively, so then it would belong more on the Keren.
Even though it's Maman?
Even though it's Maman. It's more fine because it's not Nezek Shalem, okay, and it's limited in terms of liability, which is a qualitative phenomenon. So then it should be under Keren. But since it's Meshalem and Aliyah, so now it's distinguished from Keren both in terms of the Chatzin Ezek, and it's distinguished from Keren in terms of the Lashalem and Aliyah. It doesn't have any of the limitations. Okay? I mean, not limitations. I mean, I'm sorry. It doesn't have the major limitation of Menaliyah, and it doesn't have the nature of Knas. It's Chiyuv and Mamon. So it can't be under Karen. So it must be under Rego. And I think Gemara's question: how could you say that it's Chatzin Ezek and it's Tashlum and Rego if the Tashlumin aren't equal? It's not possible. So the answer is they're not equal quantitatively. But qualitatively, they're equal. So therefore, you can view it as essentially being regel with one deviation, one exceptional feature, that the quantity is reduced. In other words, this Gemara is dealing with how the parameters of Allah HaLamash Misina, how it interacts with the categorization. Okay? So now, according to Ravi, you won't be able to do it. Of course, it's qualitatively, if you're going to say the other side is Migufo, so it's both qualitatively and quantitatively reduced liability. So it's a completely different Tashlumin altogether. If that's the case, so how can it be subsumed under Regal for Tashlumin purposes? This is nothing, it's not equal. So what is the answer? Lepotra b'shisarabim. All right, so what does that mean? In other words, the Gemara says, Lefem Beis, that the Lamai Hilchas Akasvin Rachamana Lilchas Ayan Karen Lachali Ben Tama Lamoides Shame Vergil Apotrim Bishusarabim Bar Lifta Bar Sakalim. So you see that the Shamos are tied to the Paturim. So since it's Potter Bishusarabim, so it has the Shame Regal. That's the essence of the Shame Regal. So it doesn't matter that the Halachal Moshe Misinai reduced the liabilities. It still doesn't prevent me from construing it as being regel because it has the shame regel which is expressed in the Ptur Shusarabim. Okay? And therefore, I can tolerate the difference in liability as a simply a differentiation, as a deviation. But basically, it's construed as regel in terms of Tashlomen. The Torah subsumed it under regel. And the proof is, it has what the Shem Regal has, which is what? Ptur, the characteristic of Shem Regal, which is Ptur, Pachar B'Shisarab. Okay?
It's still told as Tashlumen.
Why? So it's still told Tashlumen.
Why? Really? Now it's a told in
Tashlumen? It's a told in Tashlumen. But this aspect of Tashlumen emanates from the Shem Regal. So from the very essence of the Shem Regal. So since it has a characteristic of Tashlumen, which emanates from the very Shem Regel, so now you can still, the Halacha Moshe Misinai is not going to prevent you from construing it as Regel with a deviation. So that's the Gemara's whole question. Gemara's whole question is, once the Halacha Moshe Misinai comes in, you can't construe it as the thing with a deviation if the whole thing is deviated. Doesn't make any sense. You say, really, it's Regel. But it doesn't, it's Regel for Tashlumen, but the Tashlumen is completely different. It's not possible to say such a thing. You have to have some framework around it which places it under here, but you say, now I can construe the Halacha Moshe Misinai as an exceptional feature. But basically, the whole entity is really, it's really this, but with one differentiation. So the Gemara says, you can't say that if you're dealing with Tashlumen and the character of the Tashlumen is totally different, that's nonsensical, because there's nothing in common. But Potra B'Shisarabim outweighs the other two. Why? Because that Ptur of Potra B'Shisarabim is the very essence of the Shem Regal. That's Lamai Hilchasakas, Ven Rachman Hilchasayan. So that's the very, that emanates from the essence of the Shem Regal, like the Brisker Rav had. So therefore, that places it, if it has that characteristic feature which emanates from the essence of the thing, so now I can look aside at the liability and I can say liability is a pure accident.
Is there a hierarchy of characteristics?
That's right. That's right, exactly. And that's why the Rambam reverses it. The Rambam first puts a poacher versus a robin. Because that's the essential, more essential. Okay?
Essentially a sum total of characteristics.
Right.
Then we shove it into this.
Right, system. Right. Right. It's the quality of the thing. Right. Quality of the thing. All right, so now let me ask you a question. So who was Rav Papa? The first interpretation of Rav Papa. Why didn't Rav Papa say Lepacha versus Rabin?
Now it's more essentially.
Now it's more essentially. Why didn't he say Lepacha versus Rabin? He has to say this because he wants to show you that you can construe it in Tashlumin as essentially under Rego with one exceptional feature, even if you don't make recourse to the Shem. But even in the Tashlumin itself, because in the quality of Min Aliyah, which is more essential, the liability, where the liability is more essential. So even in the Tashlumin, you can construe it as, he has to show you that, it's even more according to him. He didn't want to sell himself short by just saying, Lepacha versus Rabin. Even in the Tashlumin, you shouldn't have any taina.
Because it's pretty old. Of course that. But
of course that.
Even in the particulars of
Tashlumin, you could say this is Tashlume Regel, even because the liability qualitatively is chal on the Gavra, and it's not limited to the Mazik. So now let's get back to the Gemara. We asked the question, well, there's only one case. But one case doesn't matter. It's the concept. So yesh mehen ki yotzebehen, the yesh mehen she'en ki yotzebehen. Because yesh mehen ki yotzebehen, because it follows, because the nature of the thing is the same, just the form changes. But there is a case where it is possible to have a case that's not ki yotzebehen, because a different type of tolda. So it's a different type of tolda, and that's the reasoning why it's not ki yotzebehen. You see? Because you can't say that Regel is mazik, so kocho is also mazik. Kocho is a different phenomenon. So therefore, it's a different type of tolda. It's a tolda which was subsumed. The Torah had to subsume it under a category. So it was subsumed under that category. So then it's possible to have a differentiation. In Rashi's original question, the Gemara didn't anticipate this answer. This is a whole new concept. And the Gemara was investigating toldos. The Gemara had an idea of toldos that they're noveya from the Av. The Gemara didn't have this concept, that there's a type of tolda which is not noveya from the Av, but it has to be placed, subsumed under one of the categories in terms of tashlumin. That's the essence of the tolda, subsumed under tashlumin, under one of the headings. That's the nature, different kind of tolda. The Gemara didn't anticipate that. In other words, Taisvis is saying that Rava wasn't just mesupik about everything. That once he saw the Lachlan Mosh Misina, Chatzinazik is mesupik whether on all the properties. So if that were the case, it should be mesupik whether it's Poetry Vishas Rabin, and maybe it's Chai Vishas Rabin. Maybe it really comes on the Karen. Because it'll be Chai Vishas Rabin, and it's not Mashalim and Aliyah. Qualitatively, so it'll be chatzinaz as kanasinaz. All right, so we'll tolerate that, but essentially it will be Karen. So Taisvis answers no, that his abaya is simply a question of the very nature of the halacha l'moshe miSinai, which is to minimize the liability. His question is only how far was the minimizing of the liability? Was it restricted to quantity, or did it include quality also? That's his question. You see, because in the Halach Moshe, he's defined Halach Moshe Misinai in terms of limiting tashlumin. So his question is only: was it a quantitative one, or is it also a qualitative one also? But he never questioned about the Poetry of Shas Rabin, because what's that got to do with Halacha Moshe Misinai? The question is, where did Rav's Chakira stem from? Once he saw Halacha Moshe Misinai, did it stem from the fact that it's not the same? So now we have to analyze everything. is a patr. Because Rabban, it's not the same. Was that? That's what the Gemara thought. He was really uprooting the whole idea of that it has to be regal. So if that was his question, that was the nature of his question. So then, he should have included also the possibility of being chai versus a rabba. If when he looked at the Lachol Moshe Sinai, he saw that here it's different. So now everything is open now, and he started to clear chakiras. So then he could wind up with the chai versus rabba and come on the Karen. But that's not the way he did it. He didn't simply see in the Lachol Moshe Sinai that it's different. And now we have to investigate every characteristic of Tashlumin. But what he did was he was trying to define the Lachol Moshe Sinai. What kind of a limitation is it? So it's restricted to that. So he would never include the question of the Patr Shas Rabban. He has no basis for it. Do you follow? In other words, the nature of his chakira is, what is the limitation? It's a question in the very halacha l'moshe Sinai. What is that was his question. So why should you question anything about the Patr Shas Rabban? How's he going to do that? What indication does he have for that?
So he's not, it's not a limitation. It's not going to be a kula.
It's not a limitation. That's what it means. It's not going to be a kula. So you can't extend that limitation. You can't say that's a limitation. That's what Taisus means. So therefore, his chakira was restricted to Aliyah. It was restricted to that. So now with regard to, so then of course the Gemara asks that the Tashlumin is not the same. Yeah, but he never could raise a question about the Patr Shas Rabban. That he held for sure. That it's the Patr Shas Rabban. So it has the shame. It has the characteristic of Tashlumin is not there from the shame. So we can construe it as being subsumed under Regel.